That's on record now, you little fucking MAGA. Little fucking MAGA piece of shit, dude.
That's me.
How do you feel, man? I bet you're a fucking proud Italian right
now, dude. I am,
dude. How about that, dude?
We're back, dude.
Found out a fucking WAP put a bullet in that fucking CEO. Mamma mia, dude. How about that, dude? Not just fucking sexually harassing women at construction sites and making pizza in parlors
or vice
in Jersey
versa.
City. Yeah.
Sexually harassing pizza women and making I don't know. You get it.
Look, dude.
Either of those could happen
in
your
whatever,
place.
Dude. Just don't fucking kill me the way you murder that fucking CEO, dude. How... Man, I bet, damn, this is like, everyone's like, Christo, like, now it's like Columbus Day is back.
I know, dude.
It's like, do whatever you want. It should have been a Native American.
Yeah.
What that, like, if they did that, if it was like a Native American, then like, we would have been like, all right, hey, guess what? This is your land now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's back. Oh, shit. Oh, they're coming. They fucking throw a tomahawk.
Yeah.
At him. He fucking
scalps him.
Yeah.
Right at the end.
He does like some fucking I am Turok type shit.
Yeah. Holds it up to the camera.
That was very Italian.
Dude,
I gotta take care of this.
Yeah, I gotta do what's right for my honor.
Oh,
he wronged me.
Yeah,
my
back. It's great.
My whole family.
Oh, my Nona. Yeah. She couldn't get a medication. What was I gonna do?
Remember the American Dad? He's like, "This isn't right. Yeah. I'll save you. You want breast implants? I'll get you the money, Ma." And he goes and shit. Anyway, it's stupid. Anyway, no, dude, they it's wild. It's it was a very Sopranos hit where it was like just pulled up on him. Two in the back of the head.
And like the gun jammed and he knew how to fix the
jam.
Yeah,
he fixed it mad quick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. Classic.
What a cool guy. I hope he gets exonerated.
I don't think he's going to.
You think Trump will pardon him?
No way.
That would be fucking.
Caught
what if
everything.
Joe Biden fucking pardons him, dude?
I have one more. Yeah. He's a friend of my son.
He's a good boy. Yeah. I look at this guy.
He just thinks he has another son.
He just fucking trails off. Is that my boy? It's like, come on, Joe Biden. Like, you're gonna fucking let your crackhead son go free and not this good little Italiano boy. Huh?
I'm gonna take other takes on both of those. Well, I'll get to the Luigi one, but the Joe Biden one. People like being like, I can't believe it. It's like, it's his son. Of course he's
not only that, but it's also like, I'm sorry. Are you fucking shocked that a fucking president isn't corrupt and shit?
Yeah. Oh yeah. He can remember one thing, and that's to save his own ass.
Oh yeah. I got a fucking pardon. He forgot that he just said he would never fucking pardon his son. That's it, dude. Come on.
Dad. You said you'd do it.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, like, what kind of, honestly, it is kind of dickish if you're a dad and you don't pull, like, I think it's kind of like an understanding of, like, it's like, oh, your dad, you know, but that's what dads are supposed to do. They're supposed to protect your kids.
Bail you out.
From fucking up.
Second.
Now, if he didn't, you know, and it's like, honestly, like, it was a victimless crime, dude.
No smoking crack?
Yeah, well, like, smoking crack and then, like, using, like, a government-issued laptop to share fucking email. It was, like, basically what they accused Hillary Clinton of, like, he actually did.
Yep.
Yeah.
Trading.
Which is.
Trading secrets.
Which is, like, you know, I don't know.
I guess, like. Money somehow.
You know, I never took the time to know my dads as people, so I could never do, like, any insider trading or anything, because, like, people are like. All right, so what does your dad do? And I'm like, fuck.
Dude, so many of the things I've done, like criminally or legally, and I would talk to my dad about, thinking he would like know or help. He's like, man, I don't even know where to start. Yeah. I'm like,
but like, I mean,
what? Not criminally.
Your
like,
dad is
I've
the chief of police for Connecticut.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
But like, I
Officer
remember,
Tomaselli.
I remember when I first started.
My fucking son, he's twisted.
My son's been pulled over again.
Another damn speeding ticket, Alex.
Oh, man. Yeah, he's like, he does the like Sopranos thing. He's like, you know what would have happened if we didn't have these connections? But it's just, he's a cop. No, but like, I remember when I first like started buying weed and I remember talking to my dad about it, being like, where should I, like, do you know anyone I could, like, get weed from for real? And he was just like, I mean, I don't even know where to, like, I have my guy, but it was like bad weed. Like, he didn't send me to that guy. I'm just saying, like, I've seen my dad's weed. I'd be like, I'm not fucking doing that.
I don't want
to
fuck with that.
No. So it's brown. I'll just find my own guy. But I was so shocked that my, like, he'd been years, you know what I mean? Decades.
But, like,
stoner.
He just got used to, he got complacent with shitty weed.
Yeah, but it's, no, I mean, the thing of, like, he didn't know people. He just, he knew some, I guess,
he knew a guy.
He just up on a guy.
He's from the generation that just, like, knew a guy. Yeah, he would buy in bulk, where he would buy, like, a Folgers can of fucking weed every year.
Or they all go to, like, the same bar and hang out. Right. And, and then the first guy who's like, you want to smoke a joint? They're like, can I get some from you? And that's their guy. Yeah. They don't even get it from a drug. That's the other thing I never understood. A lot of people don't know drug dealers. They know somebody who knows the drug dealer a lot of times.
They don't have, like, a direct connect.
Yeah.
They're too scared.
I know. It's weird.
That's what different generation. Not well. Like, now we just go to a store.
Yeah. Dudes.
Like, I just go to the corner store and I put on my credit card that has all of my personal information on it.
It's so convenient.
Whatever.
Dude.
It is. It's like, I'm getting good credit for it. So, like, whatever. You know, I have a spectacular credit score thanks to my drug habit. Uh oh.
So
under the table.
Shot the Joe Biden, Biden's son. Yeah. Good. The Luigi guy. Listen.
He's gonna get pardoned.
He's not gonna. It's fine.
He's gonna get pardoned.
You think?
Yeah.
Why?
Because, dude, you're the fucking public outcry, dude. The public is ever and like that's honestly, like people too, keep like being like, "Oh, his kids don't have a fucking father." They'll get over it, dude.
Yeah, they got an inheritance a little early.
People get over it, dude. Like the richer you are, the richer your parents are, the easier it is to get over.
Yeah,
this
my
shit.
Grandma died, and she left me very little. But
what'd you
in,
get?
Like comparison to like you know what you you know what most people I feel like.
How much you get?
Not a lot. That's what I mean. But it was enough
50,000?
To make me happy. Not at all. No.
30,000?
No. I don't.
Oh
even
my God.
I think she's given it to me. I think it was like I don't. It wasn't a lot. It was very little. But
that's
it was
very selfish.
I was like, word. This is great. Even though she's this is horrible. She died. But you know, thanks.
I mean, I don't know. Getting money is pretty fucking sweet.
That's what I mean. Even a small amount, you're like, oh, she's dead, but I do have rent.
For each 10 grand, for each 10 grand you inherit, that's like one less day of mourning you have to do.
Yes, that's what I mean.
You know?
So, yeah.
Have you ever mourned?
Yeah. Yeah.
Haha, faggot.
Oh.
No, it's fine. Dude. I think that's very vulnerable. Thank you for being open and vulnerable
on
this
mourned?
Podcast.
Yeah, I've ever mourned.
Yeah.
I've mourned the death of... A girl, me and a girl's relationship. No,
nice,
I'm just kidding.
Dude, how vulnerable. Did you mourn that fucking you'll never be able to eat at McDonald's now because they're snitches and they told on the fucking shooter?
I have been looking at McDonald's differently since then, dude.
It sucks, man.
I've done a lot of drug deals at McDonald's and I'm really sad that I'm going to have to. That's like not a safe spot at all anymore.
Isn't it also funny that like that the person that snitched isn't even going to get the money, the reward money that they were promised? Like,
why would you care? That's what I mean, too. Like, I would never see, like, if I saw Bin Laden on the street, I would have never been like, whoa, 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 I'm going to go call the CIA. I would just be like, did you see fucking Bin Laden? Is that Bin Laden? What the fuck's he doing here?
I don't think that's the guy. I think it's a false flag. You know what I would
think? Luigi's a different guy? You think it's not Luigi?
Yeah, I think they got, like, a schizophrenic.
That could be it, too.
I would fucking shoot the guy. I'd like make myself like.
Why would you hang on to the evidence for so long? Too?
Well, that's that exactly, dude. They fucking planted it on like the schizophrenic,
right?
Somebody that doesn't like whose life is more or less over, and then they'll just be like, "Oh my god, he's crazy. He probably has like a manifesto."
He does,
you know.
And apparently, his family is super rich too, even richer than the CEOs.
Okay, well, that's actually very funny then, because now he's just like punching down.
Yeah,
he basically did what he basically did what I would do, which is murder somebody less. That has less money than you, justifying it in your mind. That's fucking
gotta start
amazing.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, he really is like Batman then, because he's like just like a rich guy that's like, I actually have it all figured out. This is how it's supposed to be.
I've thought about that, about how many criminals Batman, like, think about it. Like, dudes who work on the docks who just are getting by and one of their kids has like, you know, muscular dystrophy and they can't afford the surgeries. And then one of their, you know, buddies does fentanyl on the docks. You know what I mean? He's like, hey, man, I need your help just moving these crates tonight. It's like $5,000. And he's like, wow, that'd be great. And they start doing it. And then Batman shows up and just beats the shit out of all of them and throws that guy in jail for help trying to get his kid just for one night, too. A little extra muscular dystrophy money. And then he's now He's in jail and he's, you know, has to pick between the Penguin Gang and the Joker Gang. And
which one would you do?
I don't think I'm going to go. Well, see, all right. Joker Gang, you got to be violent and, like, sadistic. Penguin Gang, there's going to be some gay stuff. So it's whatever you're more comfortable with, I think.
Which would you do?
But on the Joker side, yes, violence. 90% violence. Like 5% chance also of getting raped, but it's way worse than on the Penguin side. Don't you think?
Penguin's like a definite. But at least like I feel like with that, like it's more of like a prison bitch type situation.
It definitely is.
Where it's like almost like a consensual rape.
Yeah, they make you. Yeah. They like gaslight you into becoming a bitch.
Right. Whereas like with the Joker, it's like they just brutally rape you like whenever.
Yeah.
Like when you
well, out of nowhere too.
Right. Yeah. Like you're like. Damn, we did it. We fucking shanked that guy. What the fuck?
Literally, you said, just damn. So bad. And yeah, it could happen at any time. You never know.
Damn.
Wow, dude. This is really gruesome.
Can't I go the ass approach and just like cut up my own skin and kill people?
That'd be cool, too.
That'd be tight. Thomas Elliott, I'll just like fucking like replace my face with Bruce Wayne's and like get out of prison that way.
Ooh, I could do that. I'll do that, dude.
What other gangs would there be? And
just like the Riddler gang, like it's like riddle me this.
Am I gonna rape you? I just have like fucking easy ass riddles because I never fucking. Oh, I walk on four legs in the morning, two legs in the afternoon, and three legs in the evening. They're like, man, fucking that's an old. I'm like, ah, fuck. Okay. when is a door not a door? When it's a jar, and I'm like. Fuck!
I can't figure it out, dude.
I'm like, I wish I was like that kind of brilliant autistic, like the Riddler.
Yeah, me too.
Because that's really what the Riddler is. The Riddler is clearly autistic.
Yeah,
most of Batman's villains are somewhere on the spectrum.
Definitely the Scar. We always bring up Scarface. He's like, I don't know why the ventriloquist.
Right.
Yes,
right. The dummy. Yeah,
that's clearly he's on the spectrum big time.
Yeah, big time spectrum. Fucking. Joker's on the spectrum too.
Oh, I mean, yeah, he's a psycho, but he's also like, yeah, he's mad weird.
Penguin is like an incel, fucking autistic kind of. Yeah,
Two-Face is
wildly autistic because like he throws like a temper tantrum if he can't see his coin.
He's whatchamacallit? He's like not non-binary, schizophrenic. Yeah. There you go, that one. Anyway, sorry, I made it too real
there. Yeah, but no, it's very true.
Harley Quinn's a woman, so, you know, they're fucking...
Yeah, dumb bitch right there.
Catwoman, too. Both dumb women.
Open and shut case, detective.
Yeah.
Well done, detective.
It's a woman.
Oh, man. Did you see Creature Commandos?
I did. HBO?
I liked it.
You liked it?
I liked... What do you think?
I liked the second episode way more than the first. I thought they should have just combined them.
They're building up to it,
I did like it. I thought the first one, though, when it ended, I was like, oh... Yeah, of course it's, you know, the end because it's a half hour long, but I was just like, oh, that didn't really... They were just like, here's the team. Right. Oh, yeah, and the girl is... The bride is being the bride, and that was the end.
Right.
And I was like, okay. And then the second one ended really cool. I liked it a lot. I'm into it. It's a little... whatchamacallit? It's... James Gunny is really James Gunning it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean now, where it's like everyone's just like a little bit funny.
Everything,
A little bit. Like, it's like, yeah. And then, like, that kind of lowers the stakes a little bit.
I love, and I still do. I watch it every once in a while. The Suicide Squad, which is James Gunn. I think
the reboot.
Yes, I think that was the perfect, like, whatever. I think he nailed it.
Well,
that was it.
And like according to, you know, Creature Commandos, that's in continuity with the new James Gunn universe now too.
And I like that. I loved it. It's my I think it's my favorite like superhero whatever movie you want to call it. I love that movie
so
much.
Well, like
now that he's done Peacemaker, which was pretty good as well. I really did like Peacemaker. He's gotten so much love for this like same thing of everyone's had fun, zany, woo-woo, even if they're evil, you know, blah, 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 which is fine. But with the Suicide Squad, which was great, which I'm sure is coming with this, is there was real stakes. They died. And it was funny when they died sometimes, which I hope comes with Creature Commandos. And I think the biggest highlight of Creature Commandos, in my opinion, was that montage at the end of episode two with the Frankenstein.
The Frankenstein and the bride, so sick, throughout the time.
I loved that.
Yeah, I thought that was really fun.
Yeah.
He has, like, James Gunn has a way of having us give a fuck about these characters that you didn't even know existed until, you know.
Really good at that.
Because, like, I'm watching, and I'm like, I don't know who any of these. And every time he's like, my new project, it's always like, why the fuck? What is this?
They?
Like, same with Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yep.
When that came out, you know.
That one, that, I've always said this. I used to say it, I've said it in my other podcasts. Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy is like the it's like Guardians of the Galaxy and the Suicide Squad are like a perfect double feature for, like, if you want to watch one of them with your kids, and then when you put the kids to bed, you go and have, like, a drink with your wife and watch the Suicide Squad and, like, have, you know, unprotected sex while the movie plays.
The Suicide Squad really shows his, like, trauma.
Yeah.
Fucking background.
Yeah. Exploding, you know? People. Yeah. All
that everything
shit.
Was Starro.
Yes.
Yeah.
I felt. Dude, I've. Me and my boy's ex-boyfriend, he and I really got upset when Starro died. Starro is super tragic.
Wow.
Because what's he say when he dies?
Ow.
I'm sure he said that because rats were literally eating his ass. It's insane death, by the way. But no, his, like, one of the surrogates he has, like, over the face is like, I was happy just floating amongst the stars. And you're just like, oh, that's fucked up, dude. He didn't want it. He's just, he was literally just hanging out, and they took him, and now he's trying to get away, and they kill him anyways.
He's still alive. You know how it is with these
never come
comic
back. Yeah,
books.
They never really die.
Nobody ever goes away.
You know who did go away? The CEO. He's dead. And I want to, I'm going to take another take on, I want to kind of do a bit on this, because
look into the camera and be like,
very frustrating.
What's the deal with CEOs?
Well, it's, all right, so this is it. Clearly we don't have a problem making fun of it. I don't care.
Are you worried as the CEO of Super Selly Joe's?
No, I just mean, like, it doesn't affect me. It's sort of, I don't know the guy. I don't know really if Luigi, you know, Mario, whatever the fuck is justified in doing this. I also don't know if the CEO, everyone's like, oh yeah, he's dead. It's like, do we even know who this guy was as a person? Like,
he was a monster.
Was he?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, though. I don't see a video of him being like, fuck you, we're not giving you any claims. That would be like, all right, you're yeah. If he, all right, having said that, don't care.
Yeah.
We can make fun of him. That's funny. The people who are making fun of him, though, like a lot of our, you know, colleagues and stuff, they have problems with, like, regular people owning guns. They have problems with, like, you know, other people getting shot. My point is, it's like, it's cool. It's fine when you and I joke about a CEO getting murdered.
Because we're pro guns. And we have guns.
We're pro CEO murder.
Yeah.
But these other people, it's just popular for them, and they're like, huh. But it's like, if this was, I don't know, if they shot Ruth Bader Ginsburg in the back of the head, you know what I mean?
Or like when they broke into Nancy Pelosi's house.
Yeah!
That was cool, too.
Thank you.
All this cool shit's
perfect
happening.
Perfect example. Like, oh, yeah, it's so great that they're murdering CEOs, but if you break into Nancy Pelosi's, if you make AOC cower for her life, which she didn't, they all snuck out in a fucking tunnel. You know what I'm saying, dude?
Yeah.
It's like, be consistent. Like, I watched Mr. Robot. It's a fun show. Should it happen in real life? I don't know.
Maybe.
But maybe, yeah. Having said that, these nerds, it's also a bunch of rich kids being like, haha, it's like, it's probably like your godfather who just got murdered, dude. You're a dork.
You hate rich people. We hate rich people.
We do.
I think more rich people should be shot. That'd be cool, too.
No,
fans of Super Selly Joe's, that's today's assignment.
Yeah, if you're
take to the
this,
streets.
Yes, just go out. No,
lock and load.
No, I understand why people. It actually, if this is all the way the media is shooting it out to us, if it's that way, which, you know,
it is
fucking,
it is now.
If it actually is like, oh, he got bad surgery, you know, was fucked up, couldn't afford it, whatever, and like decided like I'm gonna fucking, you know, that's crazy and that's wild. But it's like a, it like makes sense. You know what I mean?
It's
like
justice.
A fucking, yeah, whatever. Yeah, it's not my business, dude. People, yeah,
it's all good.
Yo, have you seen anyone watching? You seen Paid in Full? It's what Cameron says in Paid in Full, and it's and I'm not gonna say it, but
they say the N word.
He says, N words get shot every day. B. It's the way
just
it is.
Say it.
No.
What's it called?
Paid in Full. Oh, yeah. We'll put the clip. Hold on, right here. Ready? Hold on. 3, 2.
Hey, yo, hey, niggas get shot every day, B.
That should be enough time for you to put Cameron saying it.
All right. All right, I'll look for it, dude.
Yeah,
I'll find it.
I'll send it to you.
I certainly won't forget.
Dude, but yeah, so it just made me laugh, bro, because same thing with like
trans rights. Well, it's like that's the one time. It's like that's when we really need a gun. When those fucking monsters try to get into a bathroom, yeah. Right? They're trying to fucking molest this little kid in the bathroom. It's like, hey, I'm here trying to get my fucking cock sucked. What are you doing? Why aren't you paying attention to me? Stop. Hey, how about you stop molesting that little kid and suck my fucking cock, you little trans goofball.
Right? I saw a pretty funny argument when it was like the women being like, we always pick the bear because men are scarier than a bear. And they're like, so that's, and then the guy's like, so maybe we should have them in women's bathrooms. And the woman's like, it's so funny.
That's awesome, dude.
But I was like, oh, that's like whatever. My logic was like, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. You don't like trans. You really don't like trans people.
It's
though.
Not true.
Come on, Sully.
Nope.
Come on, buddy.
No.
It's all right.
They're fine.
Really? Fascinating take.
Yeah. I'm cool with it. Dude.
Whoa. Damn, Sully.
I don't
You're
care.
You're a laid back guy.
I am, dude. I am. I'm a pretty cool guy. I don't know if you keep pushing us to this corner, but I don't know if I'll have sex with them, but
why
it's
not?
Fine. It's not for me, dude. Nope.
How do you know that though?
I just
You sound
do.
Like a little kid that doesn't even want to fucking try a new food.
I am
you
like
think
that.
It's fucking
you
yucky.
Know I'm like that.
Yeah, so what do I have to do? Do I have to fucking hold your nose and force your mouth open? Is that what it takes?
For some trans
For a
cock.
Trans fucking woman. Like, here it comes. Here comes the trans woman.
This is the thing. What if... If I'm like this and I met trans people and I talked to them about this, why would they want me to be like, you know what I mean? Like, to literally be like, you should try it. And then but then it's when I'm like going to try it, I'm like, I don't, are they going to like be into that? You know what I mean?
Probably.
Like making that face of
but
like.
You also have to.
I don't, and like,
the ultimate,
like, you know?
The ultimate trans fantasy is that they have a surgery so perfect.
Right.
It tricks a homophobe.
Right.
Into like not, I can't believe it's not pussy.
Right. And isn't, right. Isn't that though like.
That's like complimentary. So it's like
right?
They also have like a torture fucking mentality.
It is. So that's the thing. Like I've been walking down the street and been like.
Looking
at
a trans woman.
That's a trans woman. But yeah. I thought that was a woman first like two glances.
Yeah.
So
just enough to get a tingle.
No. I almost though do feel like obligated to go up to them and be like, excuse me. You're doing a great job.
My compliments to the chef.
You're actually doing great. Just so you know, you're doing a good job. Yeah. Like, I'm not into it, but that's how good you're doing.
You're a little into it. No, but you're clearly a little into it, dude. The fact that, like, in your mind, like, oh, I'm just going to stop and give them a compliment.
That's what I mean. I want them to be like, oh, so people aren't complete psychos everywhere.
Maybe I
go.
Should. Maybe I should reward him with a blowjob for
no,
how okay, nice
no,
he is.
No.
You would let it happen. You would be like, oh, God, what do you do? Okay.
Oh, let me just feel your long hair.
You're very pretty. No. What's your name? You would have sex with a trans woman.
Amy. No, dude. It's not for me.
Yeah, just a little. Just try it
no.
once. Ladies, if you're a trans woman and think you got what it takes to flip Selly, hit us up at supersellyjoespod@gmail.com. Show us a picture of your genitalia.
Yeah,
let us know
definitely.
If you're post-op or pre-op. Sully doesn't care, dude. He'll figure out what he's into either way. But let us know. Let it happen.
That is disgusting.
Why? Why? Just because like poo sometimes gets in there because it's just one giant hole? Who cares?
It's like a cloaca.
It's cool.
It's like a
it's
cat.
It's empowering.
It's not a cat. It's like a chicken thing. When they just open it and it's just...
Should we become full-time podcasters? Should we turn our back on comedy forever?
Maybe, dude. That
is
might
it
be
over?
The path.
Should we just become like, should we go like, should we do podcasting 5 days a week?
Oh, God, no. That would be terrible.
Like morning podcasting?
Oh, my God, I'd kill myself.
For like, we'd have to also do it in like, for like 4 hour chunks.
Yeah, Rogan style.
Yeah. Every like day.
And numerous comics on at this different times.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, everyone's always plugging shit.
Yeah, we can call, we can have Robbie do, we can call him for impressions.
Yeah.
On like every hour on the hour.
Yeah,
like,
hey, we got Joe Biden on
time.
The line.
Yeah. This is Robbie, wherever he is.
Wherever spazzing. He is, R.I.P.
Is the ghost. No, yeah, man.
Are you sad that it's Christmas time and you're such a fucking Grinch?
I like Christmas.
No,
I've been watching
don't.
Christmas
you're
horror
a fucking
movies.
Scrooge, dude.
I haven't gotten anything yet for anybody. That
I haven't
have
gotten nobody gets anything for anybody until like the last week, dude.
I know, dude. Well, I'm usually better than that, but
no, you're not. What are you getting people?
I don't know. That's the problem. I have to find that all out this week.
Kelly just bought tickets for her family and us to go see Glengarry Glen Ross.
Oh.
With Bill Burr.
Really?
Yeah.
He's really in it? Who's he? The guy who shows up and is like, fuck just... you, that's my name.
No, that'd be very funny.
Always fucking closing. Coffee's for fucking closers.
That'd be funny if it was like, if he played the murderer, Alec Baldwin's role. Maybe.
He's probably Ed Helms. Not, is it? Is it don't, who's the fucking?
Jack Lemmon.
No, that not the the other guy.
Walter Matthau.
It's Ed Harris. Ed Harris. See, got it.
That's probably smoke. Him.
Maybe. That
did
could
you ever,
work.
Did you like that
what
movie?
I didn't get it. I don't know what the fuck was
it's
going on.
It's all about
on.
Sales. It's stupid
whatever,
shit.
Dude. It's a bunch of fucking whiteies being white.
Yeah, just like it's just the drama of being white people.
It's the
well,
thing.
Well, what if I lose my job?
Yeah, that was it. That was it. The worst thing that could happen to them is they lost their job, right? The whole yeah. movie. Even if the guy... got them in trouble.
Remember in high school where you would have like a nightmare like I didn't do my homework.
Yes.
You never had that nightmare, dude. You lived that nightmare because you never did your homework.
Oh my God.
Did you pull a knife on a girl in high school?
No, I wish I did.
I've heard rumors that you were like a thug in high school.
I had a leather jacket and slick back.
Didn't you
hair.
Like cup somebody's fucking face or something?
I gave them $1.50. Yeah. They were the new black kid at school, and I was like, we don't like you around here.
Nice, get out of here.
He ran to the lake, and there was like a killer clown. All this shit. But yeah, what was the thing you were giving me right before that?
What?
Bill Burr. Christmas.
Christmas
horror
yeah,
movies.
You hate Christmas. You don't celebrate.
Yes, I do.
You really don't, dude. I've never seen you, dude. Name all the fucking reindeer.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, and Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, and Blitzen, Rudolph.
You got lucky.
I have a bit about it. You
what?
Know this thing.
I forgot
you
it.
You seen me do it. I will not
I never
do it
heard
on
it,
the
dude.
Pod.
Well, just say it now, dude.
No way.
What's the deal with reindeer?
It's kind of like that. Oh, it's kind of like that. Yeah. But I watched Dead End, a Christmas horror movie.
Damn, you love Christmas horror movies.
I do. It was really good. And I recommend everyone out there also watch it. It's awesome.
What's your favorite Christmas horror movie?
It's either Dead End or Better Watch Out, which is about a kid who's getting like it's like opposite Home Alone.
He sees you when you're horny.
Huh? Something like that.
He knows if you are trans.
Ooh. No presents for them.
Nope.
That's
pretty
like,
cool, huh?
Yeah.
It's something I'm working on.
That's naughty list for God, dude.
Yeah. I think we're going to get a new laptop.
Oh, yeah?
Time to improve
too
the
much
podcast.
Porn on the other one?
Nah. I just need to. It's time to upgrade, dude. It's an M1 chip. They have the M4 out now.
Do it, man. You can upload faster.
Yeah.
And then we can. Get some clips going or something. We gotta get clips for the boys.
We're listening. Never gonna get clips. That's my promise, dude. Let me tell you something. As long as I draw breath, we're never gonna have fucking clips for this podcast. If you want this podcast, you gotta watch it in its entirety.
We finally got to 50 subscribers. Shout out to the 50. The yeah. original 50 right
and I
now.
And hopefully nobody unsubscribes.
Yeah, that whoever the 40 there is one asshole who keeps subscribing and unsubscribing. And
they're messing up the algorithm.
Pissing me off.
It's really man. Pissing off Spaghetti, dude.
It is. There's Mama someone Mia. On my channel who keeps disliking all the videos.
Ah, that's me, actually.
Oh, it's you? Well, yeah. That's just me.
Sorry, dude.
That's just me.
I'm trying to help my own algorithm.
Trying to think of anything else.
I have. I actually put this app on. I can see like the like to dislike ratio on stuff now. On YouTube, it's back.
I thought you could either way.
Nope, not anymore.
Yes,
now
you can.
You can.
In your studio, you can. Whatever. Nobody cares about that.
You know what I liked in Creature Commandos?
Oh, what? Yeah.
Was that Frankenstein, Dr. Frankenstein had sex with the bride?
That was disgusting.
I thought
really
that was like the coolest
it.
Thing. It's
it
like,
was.
Damn, I thought. I was
it's
like.
It's also hot.
It awoken a whole new fetish. Now, not only do I want to. I want to fucking kill a woman, resurrect her, and then groom her.
Yeah.
And then have sex.
That's
with
what
her.
It was. I was like, yo, this dude literally taught. He literally like made a chick for him and was like, "I'm gonna like get her to talk
he
and everything."
His own side. He's like, "All right, I made this.
So
I made this.
Disgusting,
I made
dude.
This bitch for you."
I didn't feel
sorry,
bad for him at all.
Sorry, son. I couldn't. Yeah, what?
Dude, I don't feel bad for him
Why?
At all because the bride. First of all, he's evil. He
Why?
Made Frankenstein the monster fucked up, and then he tells the he's like, "I'll make her, you know, coherent for you." And then he ends up like he doesn't even fall in love with her. He just realizes he can fuck her.
He just he needed to break her in to make sure she
yeah.
was fit for her son.
And it's like really intimate, gross sex. And you're like, she's first of all, it's the other thing. His like, she's dead. Pussy should have kicked in. Like he saw the pussy that he had to get.
He brought it back, baby.
But how back? And it's in the 1800s, bro.
Yeah.
So that shit is like. Like, imagine
oh, you have to
1800
try
pussy, but then it's dead
you
on top
to
of it.
You have to try it, dude.
It had to be, like, I bet you if we went back to the 1800s, yeah. the air would hurt us because we're actually, like, I feel like we're cleaner. So if we went back, everything would sting, like, everything we did. Because
Why?
Because everything's so different.
It was before the industrial age, though.
I know, but interacting with people, like, if you, like, touched a woman, you'd both get rashes.
I'd take my chances.
Because you're, well, yeah, but you're clean, but her shit would be so rancid.
Nice, I'd spray her down.
You think... It had to start somewhere, though, right? It had like they not every woman back then was like a fucking walking trash can, right?
It was like in France they didn't shower. Everywhere else they did.
It's still like that though.
In Japan they always fucking bathed.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like well, always. It was like more of like a fucking European thing to yeah. like not bathe and shit.
Dude, France is
because like that
still
that
disgusting.
Scene in fucking Shogun. Where he's like, what, you want me to get fucking sick bathing? And they're like, ooh, this fucking dirty
yeah,
ass.
Yeah, that was so
dirty
funny.
Ass fucking round eye doesn't fucking bathe.
Yeah, he's like, I bathe once a month, maybe. Mm. It's like, oh.
And they're like, oh, yeah.
And he's all like, yeah, and I was about to say, it's all like, they're all hairy and shit. You're like, you're disgusting, bro.
But like, Japanese look clean.
Yeah,
I'm going to watch the rest of that show someday, dude. I promise.
I hope so. My lady's half
or die
Japanese.
Trying.
And she's pretty hairless.
You love
well.
This chick, dude.
She's pretty cool.
Love her, dude.
She's a nice lady.
You keep mentioning her. You want her on the pod, huh?
No.
Yeah.
She listens, though.
Uh-oh. So now she knows that you love her.
I didn't say that.
You did, though.
No, I didn't.
You said my love.
I never said that.
You did.
No way, dude. Took a long sip of your coffee.
I know what I heard.
You fucking shit. Yeah, awkwardly put it over there. No.
Anyway.
No. I've no love.
Sally's in love.
Left to give, dude.
That's a big weakness in this industry. You know that.
What?
Love.
Oh yeah.
Are you gonna get a PlayStation?
I want to. I don't.
Why don't you ask your girl to buy it?
I might actually ask for it for Christmas.
A PlayStation?
Something.
Sally, that's a big commitment, my dude.
Well, that from her, she will get it.
Why not?
She ain't. Got dough like that, feel me?
Yeah.
I don't know. No, I wouldn't ask. We haven't really been, you know, dating
long enough to get a Christmas present.
A big expensive one? I don't know.
Why not?
It's just a lot. It's a lot, dude.
That's like,
yeah, it's a lot of money. Yep. No.
Maybe though. A PS5, dude. It's under $400.
I mean, if she got it, that would be it'd be like. To be held up high. You know
would
what
you
mean?
Love her?
Probably then, yes.
For buying you a PlayStation 5? All it takes is a simple PlayStation 5.
I'm a simple man, dude.
Yeah.
But, sorry.
We were it's talking. Okay. I forgive you, dude.
And she was like, the first time we met, She worked at like an axe throwing spot, and I was like, I went there with a bunch of other comedians after a show, and we were hanging out, and she was like, I liked you, and we were having a good time, but then you disappeared for like 20, like 10 minutes, and then you came back super stoned with a box full of chicken and just ate it in the corner. And I was like, yeah, it's, yeah, that's what I do. It's always what I do.
Nice.
Everywhere I, like, you, is that, you didn't even blink when I told you. You were like,
that's classic spaghetti right there. What's the problem?
That's what I do, man. Yeah. So I thought that was funny where she saw me in my truest form and was like,
she still loves you.
I like that guy. Yeah.
She still loves you, dude. That's a beautiful story.
Thanks, man. That's who I am in my core, dude.
I'm glad it happened.
Stoner, eating chicken, looking for hot Asian chicks.
Always hungry for a lady.
Yeah.
Are you going to ask her to be your wife?
No, I don't, you know, I don't think so.
Spaghetti.
I don't want to get married. You know that.
You do, though.
No.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I saw a traditional Japanese wedding.
Ooh. That would be, we could dress up in geese and stuff.
Yeah, dude.
And, like, sword fight.
Yeah. You have to fucking, like, karate chop a fucking board in half to get the wedding ring.
Like Jews, but that instead. Yeah, that'd be fun. It'd have to be, we have to do it by, like, a lily tree, too.
Let's do
one
it.
One of those where it's, like, you know, Samurai Jack style or Last Samurai style, which I never watched all of.
You didn't watch all of it?
When I was a kid, I did, but I don't remember much.
Did you watch, like, the reboot?
No. People don't talk about it much because it's like the White Savior movie, one of those, they say.
I like White Savior movies, though.
They're the best, dude. That's how
it's
life
cool.
should
it's
be.
It's like, come on, dude. These fucking little goofballs can't figure it out on their own. Let an evolved human being take over.
Let me take you to a restaurant on the Upper West Side instead of going to Stickies every night.
Yeah, let me take care of you, you fucking dumbass.
I was, dude, two very funny black people moments recently.
Yikes.
I was in 375 Chicken today. And this black kid's just ordering his chicken with his friends. And he goes, just another day of fulfilling stereotypes. And I was like, it's pretty funny. Solid bit. Just, it's like a child, too. That's what I meant to be. Sorry, it was a child, which is pretty
like
funny.
Like eight?
Like 11. You know what I mean? And I was just like, he's very aware. He knew what he was doing.
He's very aware, but at the same time, it's like, that's damn good chicken.
It was good, dude. I was sitting there, like, I snickered, but I was like, I am eating.
You what now?
Yeah. Oh yeah. And then this was wild, dude. I was on the train.
Ooh.
And there's just a black chick sitting next to me.
Nice.
And my eyes wander. I like to look
you
at.
You couldn't help it.
Look what people are doing on their phones, dude. Yeah. This chick was just watching videos of people frying chicken.
Of course.
And I was trying to like see if anyone else saw it, and no one else did. And I almost wanted to try and film it. But you know how bad that could go.
Yeah.
So I decided not to and just, you know, keep it for me. But I thought of how funny it would be if, like, at the same time, I just, like, pulled out a video of, like, people just mixing spaghetti into sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
And was just like, oh, hey, you like the thing. We like our things.
That scene from Goodfellas where they're making pasta in prison.
It's just the shaving of the garlic. And I'm looking at it like, and she's just looking at her chicken like. And she's just enjoying it. I'm not being. This also is just what happened too. It's not a racist thing.
It's cool. It's cool.
They're both just two black people chicken stories.
Yuck.
Black people know chicken, dude.
They love it. Love that chicken. You know, Asians love chicken too.
I love chicken, dude. There's nothing wrong with liking chicken either. Chicken's the best.
You love a chicken?
The only chicken I don't like, dude, or like could go without is chicken marsala because it's really like soggy. You know what I mean? Wet.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Yeah.
Like really, that like breading around it gets really like, not for me. Any other chicken though, like literally, I think you could douse chicken in like shit, and I'd be like,
ooh.
You know, if you just did, like, I'd
halal. That's halal. Oh.
Good one, dude. No, Chinese make some, Asians make some good chicken.
Yeah, too. They love it, dude.
But nope, and I don't remember what we were talking about before that.
All kinds of fun shit.
My
dude.
Brain has, it's like the Forbidden Zone. It's like run off into just nothingness.
You haven't been online lately for video games.
No, I have not.
What's going on?
I've been busy in general.
With your girl?
No, I just... Well, I've been working the past few days. And
I
then
don't like this. I don't doubles, like this at all.
And then I'm just trying to do more stand-up, and it's...
You're exhausted.
I met Matt Broussard, and we bonded over sci-fi.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
He's a cool dude, man.
Yeah.
He liked the book. I had a book on me, and he was talking about sci-fi, and I was like, you read this? And he was like, I have. I was like, fuck yeah, dude.
Are you going to his wedding?
Now I am.
Are you?
No. just we have one conversation about the book Hyperion, and he's like, bro, just come to my wedding.
Why not?
No, but we're friends now.
So best friends?
On the internet. No, just on the internet.
Have him on the pod.
He's a cool dude. We should. Let's ask him.
I can't. I'm too shy.
I'll ask him. I will.
He's your best friend.
I will. I'll ask. I'll tell him after I finish the second book of Hyperion.
Tell him you do a podcast with Kelly Taylor's husband.
I will. I'll say it like that, too.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you know Kelly Taylor's husband, Joe Gorney, but I do a podcast with him. He'll probably read that and laugh. It'd be good. But he was a cool dude.
He was a good
dude.
Funny. Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
And we talk about Hyperion, which is honestly, dude, one of the best books I think I've ever read.
Do you like books? I just asked for a Kindle for Christmas.
Oh, dude, I love them. I could sit, dude, I know you, books you'll like. I could send them to you.
Hentai?
No. I mean, maybe a little, but only like the ones where the goblins rape the women.
Ooh,
you know what I mean?
Hell yeah, dude.
Only the rapiest ones
I'm
I'll send
that,
you.
Dude,
bro,
yeah.
Yo, Ryan Peterson came over and we were watching just, I forgot what we watched, but it was a good movie. We watched something. And then after, I was like, I'm going to just throw on the latest Lone Wolf and the Cub I was watching because there's like five of them.
Yeah.
I was just in the middle of like the third one. And I was like, dude, watch this movie. They're all really, really good. Dude, threw it on. I mean, not within, I think, 2 minutes, dude, a double rape. Like, a double rape? It was insane. Bro, and I was like, this isn't why I like the movie. And Ryan's just sitting there like, And I'm like, no, like, this, I didn't see this movie. I didn't know this was going to happen. And it got, yeah, it was bad.
It got you bad, dude. It
got me really bad. And then it's not even in defense. It's like, this is how crazy, the Edo period of Japan was, but it's like these vandals, they rape these women.
Yeah.
And then this like rogue samurai comes upon them and he kills the women and then kills, one of the vandals as like an example to like the rest of them. And it's just brutal. And you're just like, he didn't have to kill the women.
He did though. They were spoiled women.
It was something like that,
yeah.
For real. What
he you spoiled this old pussy.
It was so sick.
Now no one get the pussy.
Yeah. Really good movie, though, aside from the
Lone Wolf and Cub.
Lone Wolf and Cub, I think it was like Road to the River Styx. It was the third one. I don't remember which one.
Damn.
But it was good. All four of the ones I've watched so far have been really good.
A double rape.
Double. And I mean double, like one woman and then her like friend in the same instance. And by multiple dudes. It was bad.
Yikes.
So
it was
like
a full fucking... That was like that actually like was filmed.
If it's in Japan?
In Japan, yeah.
Yeah, dude, isn't it funny how every Asian director, when they come to the States to film, like in Hollywood, they always leave and are like, Hollywood's too strict on their like actor rules or whatever. And it's like, because in Asia, they're like, yeah, just run through that fire and do it. And they're like, but I don't want to. They're like, okay, go back to the fucking...
Rice paddy.
Yeah, the line. Get in line.
Get back in the rice paddy.
Get
patties.
In line for your rations for the day.
Yeah.
No, I know it's probably not that bad.
But
they're
like,
communists. So
yeah.
We don't really know. Because they don't give us all the real information. Not that our government's good at giving real information.
Well,
let's be honest. We don't even know anything really about the guy who shot Trump. Anyway, it's fine. Let's move on.
That person's still alive.
He's an op, dude. He was an op. He's a CIA, you can tell.
Really?
Of course.
Cool. Well, good for him. Good for him for fucking...
Too bad too bad Luigi Maggiano wasn't on the Knoll shooting Trump, am I right? I like gun violence and I'm a liberal. Anyway.
I mean, as long as people get killed, that's the most important thing.
It is.
You know?
Of course.
I don't care about your political affiliations. I just want to see people get killed.
Yeah, dude.
It's always exciting when somebody gets killed on live TV. That shit fucking rules, dude.
Obviously, that's the fucking deal. It's like, what kind of gun did he use where this dude's head wasn't like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, well, he shot him in the chest.
Oh, from the back, you mean? But he still shot. Oh, okay. Because It always at the angle. It looks like he's
looks
like,
no,
clipping
he's, but
him
he's
like
slumped
this,
over.
Yeah,
like I was like excited when they killed the CEO. I was also excited when that fucking guy got in the truck and drove over all the Black Lives Matter protesters.
Okay, well
so
that's
shit's cool either way, dude. Like so I just like seeing people die, dude. Is that like a fucking? Is that such a bad thing, dude? I liked it when that politician was like, it's all over, and then put a
Bob
gun.
Blyer,
yeah,
Bob,
when he fucking blew his brains out. I like that. I liked it when, like, you know, there's a school shooting, and they have, like, the footage, the Airville footage.
God.
You know?
I read this.
It's cool. Shit fucking rocks,
did
dude.
Did you see the movie Elephant?
No. Is that where they electrocute the elephant?
No, it's about the school shooting.
Nice.
It's, like, all shot very, like, artsy style. Gus Van Sant.
Ooh.
It's old. I heard the synopsis for it today, though, because I didn't want to watch it, because I tried watching it once. It's really boring. And,
were you aroused?
Pretty boring, too. No. No.
Why not?
Oh, no. I used to be fascinated with that stuff, but...
What happened?
It dies out pretty quick. Well, when you realize that it's like... You're like, oh, what drove these dudes to be crazy and, like, lose it? And then it's just that they're kind of, like, faggots. Mm. You're like, oh, this sucks. Like, it's not like serial killers where it's like, oh, they're abused and they're tortured and then they end up, like, lashing out. It's just these, like, kids who are, like, dorks who are like, man, no one likes me. I'm just going to... And they don't even have bad of lives. Most, like, almost no kid who's done the school shooting, they're, like, that thing about Columbine and the kids were bullied is made up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, these kids are just faggots. I mean, you know, right. I'm not in school,
we
so
need
not
to make
gonna
a,
kill
we
me.
Need to make a cool school shooter, dude. Like, that's
well,
the problem.
That's what I mean. There's no Luigi school shooters right. Where it's like, all these kids held me down and they raped me like in the Lone Wolf and Cub movies. Like, it doesn't happen. See, it all loops in. But that's what I mean. That doesn't happen.
Yeah.
It's not like Jason Voorhees where he drowned in a lake and then he comes to school with a machete. Because he kills kind of kids in that movie.
Yeah.
Like, you're 40. If you were getting, when you're 20, could you imagine what would happen if Jason Voorhees, would you be like, no, I'm a grown man. Or you'd be like, what? You know what I mean, right? What
yeah, I'd be like, damn, chill out, bitch.
What the hell, man?
Get out of here, faggot. Knock
dude,
it off. You fucking retard.
They're the worst, dude. Yeah. Just honestly, though, I used to try to do a bit about this. It never really worked. It's like...
Too controversial.
No, it's just a point, but like of... They always kill... That's like the whole thing of like, oh, they kill people having sex yeah. and partying. It's like, dude, because those dudes never... They never got to do any of that. They're actually watching. They're constantly walking out on people having the best times.
Yeah.
And they've literally had the worst lives. And they're like, fuck you. And they just start, you know, attacking people. No matter what. Because it's always like, hey, man. Oh, is that a guy in a mask? It's like, or it's like, oh, babe, we just had the best sex ever. Oh, is that a. It's like, it's never. It, and then horror movies have evolved where they always did kind of have a justice to them, too. But they're like. The kid in the wheelchair in Friday the 13th Part 2, he's literally about to get laid. He's just sitting there on the patio, and Jason just whacks him in the head and kicks him down the stairs. You're like, that dude's disabled, bro.
Nice.
He's more disabled than you. You're retarded and a giant.
Yeah.
You have, I bet you Jason has a hog, too, because he is retarded, and he's massive.
Yeah.
So it's got to be big.
Or little.
No, he's retarded.
And that's why he's angry.
No.
Dude, but he's also disabled.
He's retarded. So he's got, yeah.
Do you think those movies are in a way like an endorsement for euthanasia, where it's like you should probably terminate this baby now, otherwise it might become an undead killing machine.
Am I baby Hitler thing?
Yeah,
maybe. I mean,
it's okay if a woman wants to terminate a pregnancy, especially if I'm the one who fucking got her pregnant.
Same. I'm super pro-choice. I also understand why people. Think it's murder.
Actually, I think I'm anti. I think like what should happen is like you should have an abortion and then you have to like fucking fight for your right to have the child.
Like a gladiator.
Yeah, it's like a fucking, or at least like a debate. You have to write like an essay on why you should be able to keep the child.
Like you, it's like turning in your Planet Fitness membership.
Yeah.
Just as difficult too, where they're like, yeah, this doesn't really work at this branch. You gotta not live near the abortion clinic.
All abortions are mandatory, but then if you find out you're pregnant, you have to like. Fucking like
oh you mean know. That way
yeah like prove everything's mandatory kid. Like it's like all right get you know men don't have to do anything we could still come inside of a woman
yeah,
if we want. It's just like it really is just to save our condoms.
Well, the arguments for abortion lately have been very bad and I'm pretty pro-choice and I just sit back and I go you could just reword this
This is actually a fucking brilliant idea.
Yeah.
All mandatory abortions, and then you have to like fucking explain like why you don't, why you should be able to carry the child to term.
Yeah. That, well, dude, I think most people should like, you shouldn't just have kids. It shouldn't be taught, like, obviously anyone can, but, and I don't obviously think the government should be controlling who has or doesn't have kids, but it is.
I think it's funny if they did, though.
Dude, some people, you're like, you shouldn't have kids. Everyone listening, hopefully this.
Who shouldn't be allowed to have kids? A black person marrying a white person. That's for sure. Because, like, that kid's going to be like, well, what am I?
Yeah.
Am I man or am I beast?
Any, like person with, you know, like
two different cultures. Two cultures that are two different from each other.
Super, like, a midget and a regular person? No way. Can't happen.
Person in a wheelchair, a fucking walkie? Not happening.
Nope.
Blind person, deaf person? Uh-uh.
Ooh, yeah. Big tits, no ass. Yeah, that can't happen.
We're really just like pushing everyone towards like a perfect eugenics.
Yeah, dude.
Like, it's like, dude, we have to like decide.
It's fucked up. And this, I think Jim Jeffries did a bit about it, but it's like, what country did eugenics to like 1980, right? Sweden or something, right? Mm-hmm. And don't they have like the most beautiful people in the world with zero retardation?
Yeah. I like eugenics.
I'm just saying, you know, it's not right, but
it's funny.
Eugenics, it's wrong to do.
Eugenics is cool. Eugenics is cool.
In the book Hyperion I read, the first chapter is this
favorite book.
It's pretty good. The first chapter is this priest who goes to a planet, a part of the planet with these people, and he finds out they're all retarded and sexless.
Nice.
And their like main function is to like protect like the crucifix, which is like this parasite thing, but they're like mad retarded, where like they only respond by like and, like happy stuff, but they'll fucking kill you, and they end up killing one of the guys who comes to rescue the priest's wife, like when they come to get him, and on the way out the woman's husband just nukes all the retards.
Nice.
That's kind of the first chapter of Hyperion, guys. Spoiler alert.
Sounds like fun.
It's great, dude. It's one of the greatest novels I've ever read.
Yeah.
How can you not like a novel
about retards?
We're the literal first. I mean, that's actually like, honestly, I saved you 115 pages.
That's 115 pages?
It's very it's pretty good. It's
How long is this book?
It's like 408 It's 483 pages.
Gay. I'll read the fucking... I'll watch the fucking 20-minute YouTube synopsis of it.
Dude, it was really good. And that's what I mean. He just nuked the retard. And you were like, wow. I was already in. And believe me, I was really in then, dude.
As soon as they heard a retarded person?
Well, honestly, it opens... The retards kill someone pretty quick. And you're like, wow, that's unexpected. I didn't expect that. I want to know why they're doing that. And then the more you read on, you're like, this is really weird. And then you're like, oh, fuck yeah. There's a little more I left out. But yeah. You know, there's some more stuff that keeps
it
entertaining.
You gotta leave them a little sense of mystery.
Yeah. The Shrike shows up. There's stuff like that.
Oh, okay, I'm in.
Yeah. It's a pretty badass demon monster. You'll like it.
Okay.
If you read it, you'd really like it.
I'm in, dude.
All right. We'll see.
Stop preaching.
You don't
dude.
Read, dude. You've never read. I don't see any book. These are all Kelly's books.
I threw out all my books. I thought they scared me.
I need more rooms for video games.
Goosebumps.
You had goosebumps?
Yeah.
I knew you did. You're definitely a goosebumps guy. But you were... No, you wouldn't. You'd be like a teenager when Goosebumps came out.
No, dude. Goosebumps came out in like the early 90s, dude.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's true. It did. Yeah,
dude, get out of here, bitch. Like, they originally came out. I got, like, the first wave Goosebumps, the real fucking Goosebumps.
I read Fear Street in, like, middle school.
Yeah, Fear Street's for little kids, dude. I read Goosebumps.
Every Fear Street was, like, a group of friends. It was everyone. It was just, I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Yeah, it was always, like, a group of friends that always got to hang out. And, like, their parents always agreed to them have, like, a fucking sleepover while they solved a mystery and shit.
And someone got murdered. And they had to solve it. It was one of them. And then they ended up either getting them arrested or killing them by accident, usually, because their friend would, like, grab a knife and run at them, and they'd slip and fall off a cliff. It was always that.
Yeah, it's always some dumb shit like that. R.L. Stine, come on.
It was never, like, their friend. They found their friend's... their friend's father's gun and picked it up and shot the killer. You know, that was, that would annoy me too in those books where I'd be like, if one of my friends started to try to kill me, I would kill them.
You wouldn't try to kill me. You wouldn't have the guts.
It's so easy, dude.
Please, dude. Could
easily. I'd jam that controller in your mouth and just...
Never, dude. Oh, man. I'd be like, we've had this tango coming a long time, spaghetti. I fucking beat your ass, dude.
Yeah,
right, I fucking dude. Rip out your heart, dude, in one, in just like one quick movement, like where you don't even
your
know
Japanese
what you don't even
skills.
Know what happened. You're like, go ahead, tough man, make a move, and then like you're a little trickle of fucking blood, and you're like, what the fuck?
Well, they make your blood comes out of my mouth. Yeah.
Uh-oh, dude. The sirens are coming.
Yeah,
here come the faggot police to fucking arrest you, dude.
No, dude.
Yeah, dude.
They've caught up to me again.
You're under arrest, dude, for being wildly gay. Let's see if Finney will sound his little alarm, dude.
He's
underneath here.
He's not being cool today.
Nah, he's
what
being
a
little introvert, dude.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Okay, Sarah. Where are we at?
I think we're almost done, man.
I hope you're right, dude.
Oh,
yeah. Fucking thank
another
God.
Another few minutes, and
thank
then we can,
Christ, dude.
Can call it a day. I'm trying to
and then to all a good night.
Anything else I did that was cool this week?
Tell me about it.
And I don't think there it is, though.
Who'd you see?
No one, really. I told
you.
You
just
I
hung
met.
Out with your girl, who you love.
I don't know. I'm going to a wedding this week. It's going to be
Who's?
With her.
With her?
No, yeah.
Is it one
her.
Of her friends?
Yeah.
You're her plus one?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh, dude. You're officially a boyfriend now.
No.
See, you're excited to be her boyfriend. Go ahead and say her full name on the pod.
No way, dude.
What is it? Samantha? Samantha Chang or something like that?
I think I've
like
told
that?
You her name, which is cool.
Yeah, Aaliyah,
so
right?
It's not that, though. Just stop trying to remember it, you fucking creep.
Fucking
no.
Beth?
Don't say her name so we don't have to edit anything.
Claire.
Claire, yeah, it's Claire. It's been Claire Alexander
hey.
This whole time.
Come here.
That would be an interesting. What a loud couple me and Claire would be.
You really had a thing for her though. Because you guys are both Connecticut kids.
Both Connecticut boys.
She was by like the that shooting.
Yeah, too bad,
there?
Huh?
Were you where?
She was, too bad she was 10 years older than, anyway.
Do you believe that was an actual shooting, or do you think it was a false flag?
Yes, I believe it was an actual shooting.
It was Parkland, right?
No, Sandy Hook. Parkland's
oh, whatever, dude. Potato, potato.
There's a, so there, yes, I believe those kids are dead. Is there a lot of weird things that surround it that a lot of people can't explain? Or,
I
like,
can't explain any of
it's
it.
It's really strange. There's just a lot of things I've seen where I'm just like, that's really weird, dude. I don't know why
like
that's...
What?
Like, there's just... Dude, there's really weird footage of you've seen the footage of the guy in fatigues, like, fleeing the school, getting chased by another guy in fatigues.
Who is it?
Who knows, dude? I don't know. They didn't really explain it. That's my point.
Who was it?
I don't know, dude. That's the thing. I don't know what's going on. I don't
do you think
know
it was? Do you think it was a false flag?
Who knows, Joe?
I
don't think
it
was.
It could have been a false flag.
I don't know if it was a false flag. I just know
that
Sandy there's
Hook
a lot
was
of
a false
strange,
flag?
Strange circumstances footage surrounding it.
Do you think Parkland was a false flag? Parkland seems like a false flag.
Oh, I don't know, dude.
Because like, look how like all those kids became like celebrities and shit. Like, how did every single kid that survived How did everyone that survived?
I only know two of them, and one of them I don't see anymore at all.
But how did, like, the ones that... They all look like DEI hires.
Yeah, I know. That well,
like, dude, how could that happen?
I could never imagine continuing to profit from, a brutal massacre. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I could not... Like, if I was...
Like, that one kid, like, started his own pillow company.
Yeah, dude, if I was in 9/11, like, I couldn't imagine now being like, yo, I was... Don't forget, it was in 9/11.
Sally's hot dogs, 9/11 yeah. hot dogs.
Or like, it's not. I'm not trying to say that about like Pete Davidson or anything, but that is like
that
a
is
thing.
What Pete Davidson's doing.
Literally,
he's massacring.
He doesn't really do it.
He's butchering
does.
The memory of his father, but he is using it to get some pussy.
Also, like trauma, dude. Trauma's only cool if you overcome it. I'm sick of this horse shit of like, oh yeah, they do this.
Yeah.
I used to date. There's these chicks from CT Comedy who used to get. They used to, they made the rounds, let's put it
ooh.
That way. And at one point, I was like, these women are pieces of shit. Why do we pretend they're funny? Like, why do we hang around with them? And they'd be like, dude, both their dads are dead. Their moms died. And I'd be like,
so?
Who gives a shit? Yeah. He'd be like, dude, that's like rough on someone. I go, I know a lot of people in my life whose parents are dead who aren't pieces of shit.
My parents are dead.
Shit like that, though. Yeah. Well, not really. I mean, one
sort
of them.
Sort of. I'm one third of the way to being an orphan, dude.
It's also like, it's your stepdad. Sorry, I'm not sure. This is a comedy podcast. I can't not say that. Sorry. Even though you did love him more than your real dad, you say.
That's
so.
True. It's very powerful.
So,
but, you know, que sera, dude. You can't, like, you know, dwell on that shit.
No, but what was I saying? Yeah, so.
That you hate people whose family members have died.
No, not like that. I just mean, you can't. My ex was like that, too, dude. Oh, my dad died. It's like
everyone's
10
dad,
years
everyone's
ago.
Everyone's dad died.
Well, dude, we'd been dating, like, a chunk, a while. Yeah. And then at one point, her dad, it's like the anniversary of her dad's death. The day went by. I came over, and she's like, I'm so mad at you right now. I go, why? She's like, you haven't said, I'm sorry, it's anniversary of your dad's death. I was like, why would I do that?
The shit, baby?
And she was like, you liked me recognizing it on my Instagram. I go, yeah, I saw you posted something. Anything you post, I like. You're my girlfriend. And she goes, but it's about this. And you didn't wish me. And I was like, he died 10 years ago, right? Yeah. And she's like, exactly. And I was like, sorry, but yeah, I'm sorry. And in the back of my mind, I'm like,
but I'm not sorry.
10 years, dude. 10. Mm-hmm. Like, what? There's a whole Larry David episode about it, and I think it's 3 years in that. And he's like, oh, yeah.
It's not even that, dude.
10
you get,
years?
You get, like,
bro.
A month.
10 years, bro? You're in your 30s.
You get, like, the first Christmas, and then, like, after that, it's, like, done.
Bro, you get to have an emotional reaction about your dad dying whenever.
You never get to have it.
No, I mean, but, no, it gets when it's real. You know what I mean?
How
like,
often?
Like, all right, you're walking down the you're at your, you and your girlfriend are visiting your hometown.
Okay.
You see something like me and my dad threw catch there, and you have a
we
breakdown.
Never played catch. Okay,
no,
we're
no,
safe.
But my point is
we go to the
something,
we yeah. go to a fucking opium den, yeah. and I start tearing up, and I was like, oh my
you
god,
tear up. That's acceptable.
Yeah,
but to just randomly throughout life be like, and don't forget my dad died, and you're like, gives a shit.
When my dad dies, I'm gonna go to the brothel that he took me to when I was a teenager, and have sex with the very same prostitute he paid. To have me lose my virginity to one last time.
So gross.
What?
But yeah, if you're. I had to do a bit about that. I've been trying to do a bit about women with dead dads. Too,
yeah, you like it. Those are the kind of women that you're into.
Yeah, latest one, though, has a dad.
Uh oh. So are you going to meet? Are you excited to meet him? Sure. What are your intentions with my daughter?
Yeah.
Young man?
Yeah.
Hey, son. Oh, that awkward. It's like, look, dude, your daughter's just a fucking hole to me.
There is that thing when you do meet women's dads where they do kind of look at you like, I know what this is type thing. Yeah. And you're like, sorry, man.
Look,
someone else. It's not me. Look. It's someone else.
Yeah. Look, man. I'm just here until I'm bored.
Yeah. Look, until this man. Hole dries up. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Don't worry.
Or all three of them.
Yeah. I'll be done with this bitch soon enough.
You can have her back when I'm done, yeah. Dad.
Don't worry, old man.
All right. I think that's it, dude.
All
I
right,
think we
well,
did it.
Hey, Dream Treats.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. Dream Treats, NYC. They sponsor the pod. We still have to get a new package. We should get a new package of them before Christmas. That'd be great.
Yeah, well, at least we'll have Enjoy it into the new year, yeah.
Yeah, but if you're in the New York City area and you're looking for some weed, dude, DM Dream Treats NYC, and you can get a bunch of different edibles, a bunch of different weed. The edibles come in chocolates, gummy, and Rice Krispie Treats. I really like the Rice Krispie Treats. All of them work, though, really well, so... DM them and tell them Sully sent you and get a discount for doing that. And that'd be great. And do it. Please, somebody do it. Anybody do it so we can
keep the sponsorship.
Keep it going.
Come on.
Also, if you listen this far into the pod, which I hope you did, please subscribe to our channel. Because we keep posting on other podcast channels. And my channel keeps growing, which I appreciate. Yeah. But also,
we need to grow
go
this channel.
Subscribe to the other channel, please. And we will get clips. At some point,
we have to. We'll somehow
we
figure it out.
When we're both lazy. It's not even like, it's not like I'm even nagging him. I'm just I pretend like I do on the pod, and then we just go about our lives after.
Yeah, we just live our lives.
Yeah, we gotta get we gotta get.
We have to.
Yeah, there's worse podcasts out there.
There are
like 100%.
Let's name a couple of them. Anyone with a woman.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Any, done.
Yeah.
So hey, including if you want to become if you want to become a producer of the on this pod, and oh. and cut up clips for a percentage of our profit, which right now is like some edibles from Dream Treats.
Right.
Let us know.
Yeah.
DM Sally a picture of your genitalia. Yeah.
Or
to
if
let
it's
us
like
know you're serious.
Super cheap, like, oh yeah, I'll give you like one clip a week for 20, you know, some. We'll
oh, fuck that, dude. I'll do it for free, dude.
Yeah,
I figured,
we'll do it for free.
I got it. Never mind. You know what? You guess what? You greedy asshole. You just got replaced by AI.
Yeah,
all right.
Do that.
I'm just going to go
really
get a fucking
that.
Program.
We should
Same
do
one
that.
Kelly uses. Yeah.
Throw it against the wall and just have people like it or not.
Clips are coming out. Everyone fucking relax. Buy some Dream Treats.
Yes.
Support the pod.
Weed.
Keep watching. Fucking support Palestine in the ongoing attacks. Our hearts go out to Palestine. We are against Israel. We are against all Jewish people. We are an anti-Israel, anti-Jew, pro-Hamas podcast.
Yeah, and hopefully that gets us on Out for Smokes with Mike Racine.
Yeah, to the from the river to the sea.
Hell yeah.
Till Super Sully Joe's podcast is free.
Yeah.
Bye.
See you in hell.